You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Friday, and I hope that you are ready for a wonderful weekend. I hope that you have plans to be in the house of God and feast on His Word, bring testimonies of what God is doing in your life that you can share with others, be able to rejoice with those who are rejoicing, pray with those who need praying. I hope that you come with a song in your heart, a verse that God has been speaking to you. I hope that you come ready to worship the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you can make that decision. I pray that when you walk in the door, everybody will know that the presence of God is going to be there today because you made sure to bring His presence with you. Although He is omnipresent, He's there whether you recognize it or not. So anyway, I hope that's what you have in store for this weekend. Want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. We have services Sunday school at 9:30, Sunday morning worship at 10:30. And at the end of the service, we will be praying for people with their needs. And if you have needs, we want to invite you to come and we will join faith with you and pray for a miracle and intervention in your life. So 165 North Grove Street is the address. We're two blocks north of 520. We are two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. And we would love to have you join us this weekend. We're going to go back to Romans chapter 5 today. By the way, if you do come, we have a free gift for you. If you will stick around after service just long enough for us to shake your hand, introduce ourselves. Hope that if you do come, you'll stick around long enough for me to get to meet you, have a word with you, find out your name so we can pray for you. We like to pray that God would strategically place you throughout Brevard County in such a way that the impact for the kingdom of God would be substantial. And you know, we know that there's a lot of churches, and you may be listening in Palm Bay. You're probably not going to drive all the way up from Palm Bay to Merritt Assembly of God, but I guarantee you there's Bible preaching churches in your community, and that, you know, would do a great job of helping you grow in your relationship with Jesus and serving to the glory of God. So we like to pray for people by name. If you would like for us to pray for you, you can also call us 321-454-4263. Leave us a message, and we will be happy to pray for you. So today is my day off, and I'm really looking forward to that day. Not having a lot of things to go on, so I can take care of other things that need my attention around the house. Today we're going to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, and verse number 1 says this: therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So on yesterday's program, we started talking about being justified in the sight of God. And it's not just because we're nice people or because we're good people, or we're justified because of the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed for our sins gives us the legal justification to be in the presence of God. We don't talk about justification a lot in the church in modern times, but it's absolutely an essential aspect to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And it says that justification is by faith. You know, we are saved by faith. We are justified by faith. We're sanctified or set apart by God for God's holy purpose, and that is by faith. And we also live by faith. Faith is an essential element to the life of believers. And so I'm not too far. I grew up not too far from Missouri. It was called the Show Me State. And that term said that there was a lot of doubt about that people in that community had. They wanted to see it before they believed it. Well, in the kingdom of God, we believe it and then we see it. So to the Bible, it says, to the faithful, God shows himself faithful. So I've talked about how there was a car I had at one point in time, and I bought it. It wasn't that I was necessarily looking for that model of car. It was just that a dealership was having a sale on a car. I needed a car, and they were running this unbelievable promotion. And they had one car that they were selling for $5, and they didn't know, or, you know, all sorts of people showed up and nobody was looking at this car. And I said, well, I'll go to that one. And that one was the $5 car. And I was very thankful to have that car. But I wasn't the one that set the price. They were the ones that set the price. It didn't look like much, but it was a miracle car. So I drove that car by faith, and it ended up having, you know, after I'd driven it for a long time, it had a mechanical issue. And while I was driving that car, I noticed that there were all sorts of people driving that same model. I'd never paid attention to that model of car. If someone had told me what the name of the car was, I probably wouldn't have given it too much attention, because I hadn't positioned myself to notice it. Well, when we live by faith and we realize that we are justified by faith in God, then all of a sudden, we see that faith impacts other areas of our life to a great degree. And so in verse number one, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, that is a past act that is now resulting in a present benefit. It says, we have peace with God. There are a lot of people who are looking for peace in their own heart. They're looking for peace with other people, but ultimately we need to be at peace with God. One of the names for God is the Lord, our peace. And peace is not just an absence of hostilities. It's not just a condition of tranquility. It is emotional peace, but it is reflective of a wholeness and a completeness in every area of our life. And so I like it when my body is at peace. I like it when my mind is at peace. I like it when I have relational peace. I definitely like it when there's financial peace, but ultimately I am most thankful for peace that I have with God. And many people are putting that on the back burner of life, not realizing that when you have peace with God, it becomes the launching pad that creates a peaceful and harmonious and healthy dynamic to every other area of your life. It doesn't mean that you're never going to have storms that flare up, but when they do, you realize that Jesus can speak to those storms and command them, no matter how tumultuous, no matter how out of control or threatening they may be. He can speak peace and they can return to that condition that God wants them to function in. Peace prevails over fear. And so when we are justified by faith, we have peace with God. So you contrast that with what it says later on in this passage, down in verse number 10, it describes that we were at one time enemies of God. And those were, like I said on yesterday's program, it was us declaring hostilities against God, not God declaring hostilities against us. We violated the terms. You know, over the past several months, there have been a number of times when there's been hostilities in certain parts of the world. And let me tell you my mindset. If someone says to me that, you know, they want to wipe me off of the face of the earth, I tend to believe them. When they've made that declaration over and over and over again, I really don't put much stock in the words that they say if those words are contrary to that, because they find themselves in an uncomfortable position. So there are sometimes people who will say peace, we want peace, when all they are really asking for is a reprieve to where they can rearm themselves. So I'm the type of person that wants to be at peace with people because I don't like conflict. Doesn't mean that I can't do it. There was a conversation that I had with a person one time. They had not paid my wife for the work that she had done. And so because I am my wife's covering, this goes back many, many decades ago, that I scheduled an appointment. I went in and I had a conversation with them, and I said, you know, what you're saying wasn't turned in, was turned in. Has she ever not turned it in? No. There's no track record of it. And so, you know, we expect that you are going to pay her for the work that she has done. And that was basically the conversation. Didn't raise my voice. There was no threats. There was just an acknowledgement. Hey, this is the way that it's been. And come to find out, the company was having some financial issues. It wasn't long after that. By the way, she eventually did get paid, but not during. They only paid every 2 weeks at that point in time, and so she didn't get paid for her work until 2 weeks later. And you know, they ended up selling the company to someone else because they were having liquidity issues, and they thought that would be okay if they didn't pay her. It would help them out a little bit. And when I left, they said, "I thought you said that your husband was a pastor." And again, I hadn't raised my voice. I hadn't threatened. I was just there having a serious conversation with someone who was trying to take advantage of my wife. And they had the mindset, oh, well, they're Christians. They will just passively take this, and you know, it's going to be with relatively little ramifications for us. And they were shocked to find out that a husband would come and take a stand for his wife. And so it wasn't long after that, my wife moved on from there because we didn't want to deal with those type of people anymore. And so it's very important that we have peace with God, but I do believe that when we are at peace with God, it's going to give us a supernatural endowment of peace that is going to reflect in the way that we deal with other people. That peace with God, it comes, and it says this, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a number of places that it talks about things that come through to believers in these 11 verses. Before I say that, let me talk about the process that happens in multiple places. And so, excuse me. In verse number 5 or verse number 1, it says we're justified by faith. In verse number 5, it says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by God the Holy Spirit. So thank God that God the Holy Spirit is available to us, has been given to us, because the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the love of God that has been given to us. And then it also talks about in verse number 9 that we have been justified by his blood, by the blood of Jesus Christ. So those three things, by faith, by the Holy Spirit, and by his blood, are very essential in the lives of believers. So now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? If you're trying to have peace without Jesus in your life, you are going to have a very bumpy, a very difficult, a very challenging road. Jesus is our peace. And, you know, there's a bumper sticker that says, no Jesus, N-O, Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, K-N-O-W, will allow you to know peace in your life. And so that's why believers can be facing the exact same situation as other people. And when people without Jesus are panicking, believers can be standing justified by faith, justified by his blood. We have peace with God, and we can be facing a storm. And because of what Jesus has done and the fact that he's living inside of us, we can face that in faith. We can face that with peace, and we can not be subjected to the fear, the anxiety, and the torment that other people might be experiencing. It goes on and it says, through whom also we have access by faith into grace. So Jesus gives us access to the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God. So there's three-word phrase, and I'm trying to remember what it is. And people talk about blessed and grateful and thankful, something along those lines. Well, I want you to know, to experience the favor of God and the fact that we have access to that grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that's where the unmerited favor comes in. It's not because I want it, but I do. Not because I need it, and I do. It's because faith in the Lord Jesus Christ causes us to be justified in the presence of God, and we experience the grace of God, the favor of God, and it's not fair. Jesus, and what I mean by that is this, Jesus paid the price, and I get to experience the favor. That's not something he's begrudging. It is something that he is thrilled for. So, I'm the oldest of my siblings. All three of us were born in pretty rapid fire succession. There was not a tremendous amount of time, three kids in a little over 3 years. And so we're all pretty close in age. And when I was eligible to play baseball, at, I think it was 5 years old, back then Little League looked entirely different than Little League does now. But my brother ended up getting to be on the same baseball team that I was. Again, not nearly as strict rules back then, but when I was almost five, at that point in time, he was only three, I believe, maybe four, and depending on when baseball season hit, and he got to play baseball. And I remember at that time thinking, well, this isn't fair. He's getting to do the same things that I did, and I'm the one who got to, you know, I had to wait until my birthday to be able to play. So I must have been five. He must have been four at that point in time. And now I look at it differently. You see, he ended up being much more athletic than I was. And I see that some of the doors that he got to walk through, he got to walk through because I was the older brother, and he got to walk through those doors, and he excelled. He developed giftings in those areas that I didn't have. Well, I will tell you, Jesus was more than thankful, more than grateful, more than willing to make access available to you and to me that we could experience the grace of God. And so verse number 10, as long as we're talking about things that we're going through, I'm going to tell you a quick story here, but let me get through this. There's three more things in verse number 10 and 11. It says, we were reconciled to God through the death of God the Son. Okay, That's the ultimate access code into reconciliation, and reconciliation is the target of this passage. It took the death of God's Son to make access available for us, and he did that while we were his enemies. But it also gives us access to where we can rejoice in God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So I pray that not only do you have access by faith into grace, but you also realize that you have the privilege to walk in joy in your relationship with God because of the things that God has done through you, or through Jesus Christ, to make them available to you. So I heard a preacher tell this story one time, and a lady had approached him at his church, and she asked him to pray for her. And when he said, well, what's the matter? She said, oh, pastor, you just wouldn't believe all of the things that I'm going through. And he's got a very outgoing, demonstrative personality. And he began to rejoice and shout hallelujah and celebrate and all of that. And she said, well, pastor, I came up here to ask you to pray. And he said, well, I'm going to pray. And she said, well, I don't understand, because you were doing all of this rejoicing and we haven't even addressed my problems yet. And he said, well, I was rejoicing over your statement about the things that you were going through, that they weren't your final destination. It may be an uncomfortable part of the journey, but that you were determined to get from where you are over to the other side. I am so thankful today that you can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, that through Jesus Christ, you and I have access by faith into grace, the unmerited favor of God, that through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to God, and through him, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation. So you're going into the weekend, and I pray today that you will go forth knowing you're justified with God, you have peace with God, you are able to walk in the favor of God, and that you get to rejoice in the God of your salvation. May your weekend be filled with the joy of the Lord. See you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.